So glad you're here, and I'm excited about today. I'll go ahead, and I don't know if I should warn you or what it should be, but today is going to be different. Okay, everybody okay now? Okay. Today is what we're calling our concert of prayer, if you will. And the primary driving force and focus today is worship and prayer. And so if you're a guest with us today, thank you so much for being here. We're glad you're here. There is a card in the pew back in front of you. We would love for you, if you'd be willing to fill that out, give us a little bit of information. We'd love to know anyone that's here, come and visit with us. At the end of our service, we're going to take up our tithes and offerings. You can place that in a plate. You can leave it there in the pew, or you're certainly welcome to take it to our welcome desk, and we have a gift that says, hey, thanks for being here. We're glad you're here. Also, for anyone who would like, there is a place on that card for you to be able to share prayer requests. So we know in the life of our family, there's different things that are happening, different things that are going on. Anytime you would like for your staff here at the church to pray over those, you're welcome to leave those, and we will be diligent to pray over each one of those as the Lord leads. So something going on in your life, please leave a note about something you'd like for us to pray for, and we will do that. So again, welcome. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm not going to walk through any specific announcements this morning. You have the worship guide there. Just make sure to look through some of those things, different activities that are coming up. It is getting close to springtime, so that more activities will continue to ramp up. And so please be aware of those things, okay? So we are starting a little differently. So if you have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Acts chapter 2 and verse 40. We are going to do things a little bit differently this morning, and I'm going to read a passage to you here, and then we're going to begin. So it's going to be a combination of prayer and worship. We're going to start with a little bit of exhortation from me, from the Scripture. Only thing I encourage you in is I realize we like our routines. We like our consistency. But we have been praying hard. We have been planning and preparing, literally trying to plan every minute of the service and just seek the Lord and what God would have us to do in this moment, in this place. And so my hope and my prayer is that you'll lock in, you'll engage, and be a part as much as possible. So Acts chapter 2 and verse 40, I'm going to let you remain seated this morning. I know we normally stand for the reading of the Scripture, but after I read, I'm going to give a few comments, then we're going to stand and sing. So I believe it'll be okay if we sit this morning and begin that way. So Acts chapter 2 and verse 40, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Let's pray. God in heaven, we thank you for this day. I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the truth of your word. And God, I pray that you be glorified this morning as we seek your face and we seek to worship you. And God, just stir our heart this morning. We pray for your presence here. God, give us clarity and wisdom. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want you to take notice at verse 46. Verse 46. Oh, excuse me. I believe it's verse 42, rather. I said 46. But notice where it says here, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Okay, Mark underlined that. They continued steadfastly. And then it lists some different activities that they did. So what that meant, they continued in these things. These were regular activities. And who are the people he's talking about? So Peter preaches, a bunch of people get saved, and then you have the establishment, the setting up, the first church here. Okay, so this is the beginning of the New Testament church. And so this morning, what I want to do is I want to highlight a couple things that this New Testament church did, and then be quite transparent, that's what we're going to do this morning. And so they continued steadfastly. They continued in. They were diligent to do some things. So what is that we're diligent to do? The apostles' doctrine. There was preaching and teaching. Their fellowship. They had breaking of bread. That's where all the Baptists said amen. Right? Okay. All right. And then I want you to mark or underline this last phrase. And in prayers. So the action is they continued steadfastly in this, and in prayers. Now here's what's interesting, and I'll save you the dissertation literally because this is what I focused on when I wrote. But this is a plural group of people. It's a group of people, and it is a plural noun. And so the meaning and the drive behind this is that they prayed together. Now, we talk oftentimes about the prayer closet and praying and seeking the Lord individually on our own personal walk with the Lord. But this had a different weight to it. This has a different feel to it, and that is they sought the Lord together. They ate together. They had the preaching and the teaching of the Word together. They fellowshiped together. They met one another needs together. But one of the other things that they did is they met together and they prayed. And so, this morning, we're going to pray together. And now, I realize for some in the room, anxiety level just went up. Like, you mean I'm going to have to maybe actually talk to somebody that's next to me or whatever anxiety, whatever that may cause you. But here's what you need to know, a couple things. One, we're not going to force anybody to do anything that they're uncomfortable with. There's going to be a time as we progress through the service, as we get later in the service, where we're going to have some small group time of prayer. Don't worry, I'm going to help facilitate that and work that, okay? We'll talk more as we approach that, but this is what you need to know. We're not going to make anybody pray out loud. We're not going to make anybody stand in a circle and hold hands and pray out loud, that kind of thing. Just as you're comfortable, want to engage. But this is what we believe. This is one of the marks. This is one of the identifying marks of the early church. And so, as your pastor, just trying to pray, and God, what is it you would have us to do? I believe that God has led us to this day for us to gather together and seek the Lord. I firmly believe God can do more in an instant than you and I could have 10,000 lifetimes conjure up. And so as we seek the Lord today, we're asking God to do things that you and I can't do. And so we're going to spend some time where we get in preparation to seek the Lord and hear from God, and in preparation to really begin to pray and ask God for His will and His way and His kingdom. And so, we're going to stand in just a few moments, and we're going to sing unto the Lord. And here's what I know is that God inhabits the praises of His people. And so we're going to have really two parts, two major components. A part where we sing and we're just praising God, and a part where we're seeking God. And we're asking God to work, to move, to prepare us, asking God to do specific things. And so I'm going to pray, and as soon as I finish praying, say amen, we're going to stand. And then we're going to sing unto the Lord. And there's going to be times where we're going to sing, and I'm going to come back and lead us in a specific, focused, guided prayer time. And then we'll sing and so on and so forth, okay? So let's pray, and then Al-Re and others will come and lead us. Lord, You're gracious and kind. And I pray this morning that we would respond in obedience to You, God. Lord, I pray that you would move, you would work, and be glorified. God, help us to seek your face. Help us to hear from you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing to the Lord. Remain standing for just a moment. 2 Chronicles 20:12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And this morning, that's our cry this morning. God, we want to fix our gaze upon you. We want to fix our focus on you, Lord Jesus. And so this morning, we want to begin. God, will you move? Will you work among us? Some of you limped in this morning, struggling spiritually, emotionally, maybe physically. And oh, that God may sweep through this place and touch us once again. That we have an encounter with a thrice holy God. And I realize this morning not everyone is physically able to come and kneel at this altar. But in just a moment, we're going to have a time. We're going to spend a moment. And I'm going to encourage as many of you who are physically able and just want to really ask God to do something this morning, that March 1st, 2020 at Second Baptist Church, God did something that for generations impacted this community and the kingdom of God. Amen. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to start with an invitation. As many of you are able, would you come? And here's what we're praying. God, would you meet with us? Would you help us to fix our eyes upon you? Jesus, I pray, God, you would move in this place. God, would you meet with us? Help us to seek you, God, as the scripture says, with our whole heart. God, you be glorified. I pray this in Jesus' name. And your main attitude of prayer, if you need to sit, you can sit. If you're able to come, would you come? Gather with others at this altar and just ask God to move. If you're not able to, you just pray right where you're at. Feel free to sit. You may want to sit on the front pew. You just pray right there that God would move in this place. Ask God to speak to you, work in your heart. Seated. I want to read to you a familiar passage, and it is Psalm 51. And what we're going to do is I'm just going to lead you through a time because if you remember in Isaiah 6, when Isaiah gets in the presence of God and when the holiness of God encapsulates him, his response is, I am an unclean man, and I dwell in the midst of an unclean people. And he is overwhelmed by the holiness of God. And so this morning, as God comes and is amongst us this morning, it may be that God begins to reveal some things in our life, some ugliness, some things that ought not be there. And so what I want to do is just lead us through in praying Psalm 51. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a portion, a phrase or a few phrases or maybe even a sentence. And so then the instruction back to you is you just pray that back unto the Lord. Now, you can do this quietly. And, you know, you can bow your head if you would like, or if you want to look at the words on the screen for yourself, you certainly. And here's all we're doing. We're just praying the Word of God back to Him. This is a response of David when he's been confronted with his sin. And this is David's prayer unto God. So all we're doing is taking David's prayer and praying it back to the Lord. Okay, so here we go. Psalm 51 and verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God. And just in the quietness, again, if you want to bow your head, you can. If you want to look at the Word, you just pray, God, have mercy upon me, O God. You'll pick up as we go along. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Pray for God to blot out any sin, any wickedness in you. Ask Him to wash me thoroughly from your iniquity. God, cleanse me from my sin. Acknowledge your sin before Him. My sin is always before me. And then recognize that you have sinned against God. God, against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. God, help me have truth at the core of who I am. Even truth about myself. And in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. God, help me to have wisdom about my life, my spiritual condition. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me with your blood this morning. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Maybe it's been a while for some of us. That the bones you have broken may rejoice. Experience the conviction of God, but then rejoice in His forgiveness. Hide your face, God, from my sins and blot out my iniquities. As you've confessed your sin, now pray this: create in me a clean heart. Some of you may need some renewal this morning, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Oh God, do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. And some of you may need this morning. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me by your generous spirit. Amen. Luke 9:23 said, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.'" The next area we want to focus on is just pray. So we've asked God to meet with us. We've taken a moment and tried to confess sin. God, make me clean. And the next progression, the next step is complete surrender to the Lord Jesus. D.L. Moody said this, "As the world is yet to see a man fully surrendered to the Lord, I want to be that man." Maybe it's your heart's desire. You want to be that man. You want to be that woman that is totally 100%, 24/7, all of the time, surrendered to the Lord Jesus. And so if you just bow your head right where you're at and just surrender all to Him anew and afresh. God, all of me is surrendered to all of you. Lord, we surrender and submit ourselves to you, Lord Jesus. God, all of us given for all of you. God, I pray you would help us to be a servant, a bondservant, a slave to you, Lord Jesus, for your glory and for your name's sake. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing "Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone."
My chains are gone. earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but
do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. At this point in our service, we want to ask you to bow your heads and just ask God to fill you with His Spirit this morning. As we have surrendered to Him, may He fill us up with His Spirit. Would you do that? Allow us to begin singing. Allow this song to wash over you as you pray.
Come here.
Seated. Thank you. Okay, so here in a few moments we are going to have some time where you're going to gather with a small group of other believers. Those of you that have been able to come the last couple weeks on Sunday night, we've talked about this, so make sure you're helping facilitate some of this, and we've got some of our prayer team and just trying to encourage people to spread out, to help with some of this. But here's what it's going to look like in just a few moments. I'm going to encourage you to get in groups of 5 to 7. Now, somebody, that'll mean 13, I'm sure. But anyway, maybe there's a group fairly close to you or whatever it is. Some of our Second Baptist folks, that may mean you may have to migrate just a little bit. That'll be fine. But know this, that you're welcome to. You're certainly welcome to stand. There's going to be several different things that we pray over. Feel free to sit down as you need to. I know sometimes it is a little bit difficult to be in some semblance of a circle sitting down, but I'm sure you'll figure that out. But we'll try to be in groups of roughly 5 to 7. And what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a verse as direction of how and why we're praying that. And then I'm going to give you a specific item to pray over, okay? So here in a few minutes, one of the things we'll pray for is we'll pray for Russellville and reaching Russellville, those who don't know Jesus, don't yet know Christ in our city. And so then I'm going to ask you that one person in your group be willing to lead the group in praying for God to save lost people in Russellville, okay? And so you'll do that, and then I'll try to give everybody, as best I can, try to watch and try to give you enough time to kind of pray through that. And then when I feel like most everybody's done that, I'll give you the second item to pray through. And then somebody, maybe the same person or maybe somebody different. Again, we're not trying to force anybody to pray out loud. I know sometimes that can be intimidating in front of a group of people, particularly if you don't know them very well. But nonetheless, hopefully there'll be somebody willing to lead your group in praying for that, and so on and so forth. And so we'll have a few items that we do that way, and now I'll give you another verse to kind of direct our praying, and then give you another topic, okay? And then we're going to end, we'll conclude, we'll send you back to your seat, your original seat, and finish up with a few things, okay? But I'll give you all the directions you need. So now here's the really difficult part, okay? You're going to have to get up and find a group of 5 to 7. I know that's the hard challenge, making me get up and talk to people and all that kind of thing. So, all right, right now if you can, if you'll find a group of 5 to 7, you may even have to introduce yourself. That's great. You may have to migrate a little bit, but some of our folks who've been preparing for this, this is your time, okay? Maybe divide your group up a little bit and you're doing it. Great job. Great job. Good, good, good. All right. Great. Okay, you may find your seating or group arrangement, however you need to. You don't have to sit down, but we will be praying over several items, so it may be easier, but nonetheless, okay? All right, everybody introduce yourself a little bit. You at least know a name or two. Everybody okay? Okay, good. That's enough of that, all right? I don't want you getting too friendly, all right? You'll hijack the service and we'll never pray, okay? All right, so here's what we're going to do. Acts chapter 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, okay? And so, obviously, that had a very specific context when Jesus gives that to disciples right before he ascends. And so that was a prominent way. And so the way we tend to think about it is our Jerusalem, for them, that was their immediate context, their closest geographical location. And then it just, Judea, Samaria, it went out and out and in uttermost parts of the earth, okay? So we're going to adapt that to us, and we're going to pray for our closest proximity, that is Russellville, and then we're going to expand out from there, okay? And I'll give you each location. But here's what I want you to do, and find one person willing, somebody willing to volunteer, hopefully, and lead your group in praying that God would save lost people, raise up people to reach, but save those who don't yet know Jesus in Russellville, okay? All right, so one person, be willing to lead your time in praying, and pray for Russellville. Okay, one of the, we've been talking about this often, but October 3rd of this year, Arkansas Baptists from all over the state will be coming to Russellville, but they'll be coming here and dispersing out in the River Valley, but specifically we want to pray for one day and the state of Arkansas, that God would use even that day. It'll be amazing the number of people that we'll interact with who are not from the River Valley. And so pray that God would work an incredible way on Acts one day, that it'd be something to help reach our entire state. So you're praying for one day. That's what we're called. The state convention calls it. That's happening in October. But you're praying that God would reach Arkansas for His name and His glory. Okay, so one person. Lead us, and it doesn't have to be really long and elaborate, but one person lead in praying that God would help us, help others to reach Arkansas for Christ. Okay? Okay, two areas beyond the state of Arkansas where our church is engaged is first is Memphis and then Plano. And we have a team leaving on a mission trip for Plano, Texas in this month. Later in a few weeks during spring break, we'll have a team that'll go and do work in and through that community. And then also in July, we will have a team, Lord willing, go to Memphis. And so would you pray that God would help our teams to be a part of reaching those who don't know Jesus in Plano and Memphis? So one person lead in praying for Plano and Memphis and those teams. You don't have to know who the individual members are. We don't even know who that team's going to be in Memphis, but you can pray for those teams, okay? All right. Okay, our uttermost are the ends of the earth, at least for our perspective, and just trying to help be engaged even internationally in taking the gospel is our focus right now is Ukraine. And what's neat is there's a couple different ways that our church will be engaged reaching Ukraine, Lord willing, this year. First is, yes, Jonathan is leading a team there, but we also have Carrie and Al Ray and Joy who are headed to Ukraine with Master Singers that through the Arkansas State Convention, and they are going and partnering with an evangelist, and they will go and sing in large places and a lot of crowd. They love music there, and a lot of folks, at least in the past, have come and they have seen many professions of faith through that. So we want to pray for Carrie and Al Ray and Joy, and then Jonathan and that team as they lead and head over to Ukraine in the months ahead. And so would you pray that God would send a great a revival, a great harvest to Ukraine? Okay, so one person lead in praying for Ukraine and those individuals. Okay. Next, we want to move to Luke chapter 10:2 says, "Then he said to them, 'The harvest it truly is great, but the laborers are few.'" And then notice the directions here. "Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." That is, God is the Lord of the harvest. And so this is one of the few directives that we have from Jesus about what to specifically pray. And so we want to pray that God would raise up laborers, raise up servants, raise up missionaries, pastors, lay people who are just committed to go into their workplace and make disciples of Jesus. That is, win people to Jesus, see them baptized, and then teach them and help them to grow. And so one person, would you lead in praying that God would send, first of all, pray that over across our nation, we need, I know we prayed for our city, our state, but we need to see another great awakening. We need another great move of God where we see mass conversions to Christ. So somebody just lead, and I know we prayed a little bit of this already, but just pray that there will be a great harvest in our nation and across the world, those who come to know Jesus. Okay? So somebody pray. Okay, and lastly for this verse specifically at least, would you pray that God would raise up missionaries and pastors and servants, raise up laborers for the harvest, that God would send out more people. I know these statistics are a couple years old, but best we can tell in terms of percentage of those who profess faith in Christ and based on church attendance, all those sorts of things, roughly 262 million people in the United States do not know Jesus. That's roughly 3/4 of the population in the United States alone don't know Christ. Pray that God will raise up people to go and tell. Okay, somebody lead your group in praying for that. Okay. here's what I want to do next. We do have a group that is leaving for Mexico. Brother Stevie, y'all leaving Saturday? Leaving Saturday, okay? And there's six that are going. Miss Frida's not able to be here this morning. But what we like to do before our teams go as best we can, when, quite honestly, when I remember, is we like to pray over those individuals just as a commissioning, saying, hey, we are sending you out on behalf of our church and praying that God will make their trip fruitful for His kingdom, okay? So here's how I want to do that. In just a moment, I'm going to ask, we have five of those team members that are here this morning. I'm going to ask them, they've got a flag like this, and they're going to hold that flag up. They're going to stand in the middle of the aisle. I believe we're going to have two here. Steve and Joy will be here, Miss Kay here, Steve and Sharon will be over here. They're going to hold that up just so you can make clear who they are. And if you're physically able, my hope and prayer is that you'll go and gather around them. And then we're going to spend a few moments praying for them. And then once we're done with that, I'll close this in praying in terms of for that specific thing. I'm going to go have you sit back down at your home place, okay? I know that'll make you feel a little better, okay? So let's give our mission team a little bit of a head start. So if you're leaving, if you'll grab your flag and so that they know who you are. All right. And now, if you will, if you'll come, church family, and wherever you want to go, gather around them. We're gonna gather around them and pray for them. Y'all are doing a great job this morning. Yeah. Okay, and here's what I want you to do. You just begin here in just a moment when I tell you to. Just begin praying for them. If you know their names, great. If not, the Lord knows. Pray for their team, pray for fruitfulness. But we're not going to have one individual lead us and kind of go back and forth. And I realize everybody won't feel comfortable doing this, but if you will, just you can do it softly. You don't have to be extra loud. But just in a moment, you just begin to pray out loud for them. And again, you don't have to yell at the top of your lungs. You can do it in an inside voice manner. But right now, would you begin? You just pray for this team. Pray for them. Okay. So you begin to pray right now. Pray out loud. God, we love and adore you. We thank you for this team. We include Miss Frida. I pray, God, that you would prepare them, provide all that they need. God, I pray you'd open up doors of opportunity that we never dreamed were possible. And God, I pray that God, you would do things for your glory and for your name's sake. When this team comes back, they would know without a doubt that you have worked, you have moved. And so, God, I thank you for this team you've raised up. Put a hedge of protection around them. Go before them and behind them. And God, you be glorified and just lead them in every step and be with the team. Other team members, they'll be joining. And so we love and praise you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can return to your home place, all right? I know it. Some of y'all didn't even know there were other pews in the building. Believe it or not, they were kind of comfortable too, weren't they? Didn't fit quite right, but they were there. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Y'all know my heart and passion for the gospel. The last thing I would ever want anybody to do is come to our church, and you maybe have been here 100,000 times. Maybe this is your first time, but this is what I need you to know, is that Jesus came and lived a sinless, perfect life, died on the cross for me and for you to provide salvation. And the only way you and I will ever have eternal life here, now, and eternity to look forward to in heaven is through the blood of Jesus. I believe probably most of you have come to that place where you have trusted Christ for salvation. I've heard many of your stories, but it may be for whatever reason today, you go, man, I need a relationship with Jesus. I don't want to rush this. I know it's been a little bit different time. I haven't preached a message and concluded it with this great gospel presentation. But just real simply, because the gospel is that simple. That is simple enough for a child to believe, yet it profounds the wise. It may be today that you need to repent and believe on Jesus. The other thing is, as you're praying for repentance of sin and the filling of the Spirit and all these sorts of things, it may be that God stirred your heart about something. It may be God stirred your heart about, you know what, I'm calling you out for take the gospel to the ends of the earth. I'm calling you to be a missionary. I'm calling you to be a pastor. I don't know. But I don't want to spend this time in prayer. See, prayer is our communication to the Lord, but we need a time where we just sit and listen. And so we're going to take just a few moments. We're not going to draw this out, but give you a time to respond. This may be a time where you just sit and listen. God, what is it you have for me? And some of you, the Lord has already stirred your heart, and you just need to come and respond. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to come stand right here. And others may come, and you may need to pray. You may want to get on this altar and kind of finish the way we started a little bit. You may just need somebody to pray with you. Whatever it is, come. Okay, let's pray, and then we're just going to have a time to sit before the Lord. And when I say amen, if you need to move, you move, okay? God, thank you for this day. I pray, God, you would help us to be obedient to you. I pray, God, if there's anybody here who's lost and doesn't know Jesus, God, give them grace to respond through repentance and faith this morning. God, you work. I pray in Jesus' name. Your main attitude of prayer, if God stirred your heart, you come get on this altar. You need somebody to pray with you, I'd love to pray with you. Thank you once again for your grace and mercy. And I pray, God, that as you work and move, that, Lord, we'd be obedient to you. We would respond to you. And that, Lord, you be glorified in what you want to do in and through us. And we just thank you for your love and affection. Help us to be obedient to you, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.